kind of get everything together. But then as soon as I talked to Nick Jr., he was just like, sign us up. We're in. We want to do this. We want to be able to show off what we have here. And it's nice to be in Lorain because we've been in Avon. We've been in Avon Lake. We've been in Elyria. We've been in Amherst. We've been all around. And it's nice to – and North Ridgeville as well, too. So it's good to be here in Lorain.
And it's interesting, too, because a lot of times you think of Lorain as sort of an industry with automobiles or ships or things like that, different type of large manufacturing.
Yeah.
You know, but you got these kind of crazy, interesting, I say crazy just because you're like, they have, there's things that they do that you're thinking, oh, I guess you need to build the equipment. And that's what manufacturing.
Absolutely.
They come up with an idea. We have to get this done. What can we build and what can we create that
when
does
I met
the job?
Nick Sr., he described Skylift as the new Thu shovel. And there's probably a lot of people who've never heard of Thu shovel, but Thu shovel was a major, major manufacturer in Lorain decades ago. So it's kind of nice to have a new Thu shovel here back in Lorain.
Right. And I know also looking towards the future, they talk about things that are more green, different types of things, more electrical,
yep,
that type of stuff. So that's innovation that takes place.
Yeah. Sustainability is a huge thing. I started at the chamber 18 years ago. And the first time I heard the word sustainability, I had no idea what it meant. And that was 18 years ago. I think it's taken COVID and a whole lot of time and energy, so to speak, to get us to where sustainability is actually what we talk about and what the future is. So I'm glad to be here. It took us a long time ago. When we were at AJ Rose 2 years ago, one of the things that they talked about, they are a tier one or a tier two to the automotive industry. They talked about how moving from gas-powered engines to electric was already in the works. And I think the president stood up there and said, it's coming. Don't believe that these electric vehicles are not coming. It's coming because they were already making parts for it.
A lot of times with manufacturing over the years, there's always like that, the waste, what happens because of things. And sometimes it gets a bad rap. There's an environmental battle between sometimes manufacturers and what they're doing with the communities. But they have to be responsible citizens within their companies and the communities. And that's what a lot of them are doing these days.
Absolutely. Too. I mean, and that's what it takes. And really, I mean, when you think about it, the millennial generation and the newer generation, they want to work for a company that they can be proud of. They want to work for a company that is doing well for the environment. And believe it or not, there are kids out there that will quit if they don't like what they see or what they hear coming from the company that they're representing.
And as Bruce mentioned earlier, sometimes for us or our listeners, you drive down the road, you see a building, you don't know what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. But for us and our listeners, we learn something about this every year.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really what it takes. I mean, most people, if you're awake any day on a Sunday, you know what Riddell does because you see it on a helmet. Or if you go to, you know, a football game, you knew what they did. Skylift was sort of like a hidden gem. Most people didn't know what they did. AJ Rose, I called them the Death Star. I've driven by that building in Avon for 2 decades. I had no idea what was going on in that building. So it's like that was Avon's best kept secret. So, you know, the fact that Skylift is here in Lorain, they're expanding, they're getting ready for building out for the next couple of decades. That's a really, really good thing.
And you always find out a lot of times the family history of some of these organizations. You know, they're starting in some small shop, created an idea, turned it into an industry.
Yeah.
And it has sort of that growth to it. And sometimes you're thinking, how does something that happens right down the street get a worldwide impact on something?
And that's what it takes. I mean, you know, I think it's pretty telling that they're in the PC Campana park here, because, you know, Patsy was one of those people too that, you know, started with an idea that just took off, and, you know, decades later, that's what it is. So, you know, I think we really need to acknowledge what our manufacturers do in the community. And what we seem to forget, at least from the chamber standpoint and the school standpoint, is how much these businesses give back to the community. Yes, they hire people, they pay wages, but they also sponsor things. They're the ones who are, you know, when you need somebody to cover a little league team or, you know, a bowling league, there still are bowling leagues, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Those kind of things.
You know,
exactly.
That, right?
Yeah. So, you know, those are the people who step up and say, yeah, you know, we want to do that. We want to sponsor. And, you know, you see this swag box that Skylift made available for everybody. I think we're all going to be walking around with some Skylift swag on.
Right. It's a different way because it reaches a different consumer, but you didn't know its impact because of what these pieces of equipment. We're going to find out a little bit more of that coming up shortly.
Yep.
About what they do, but they have demonstrations here. But Manufacturing Day, the importance of that is to sort of look for the workforce for that as well, and
yeah,
understand, right?
Absolutely. So normal, in a normal year, 2019 and before, we were in the schools all month. We were talking to the kids. We were talking up what manufacturing is. We're still doing it to a certain extent. There's a couple of tours that some of the manufacturers are opening up their doors and letting the kids go through so they can kind of get a sense of it. COVID really kind of put the kibosh on that. We used to have four or five different manufacturers go into the different school systems and talk about, bring some products in and show them, you know, what it is that they did. So hopefully by next year, we're able to get back to that. We're still working with the schools. They're aware of it. It's just difficult right now because masking and who can go in and out of schools at this point.
Sounds good. We've got lots more coming from SkyLift as we're broadcasting live this morning from Manufacturing Day here on WEOL.